The tragic story of two little children that died as a result of Hurricane Sandy in America has a very, very local context now, because it has been revealed that their father is from Donegal. Joining us on the line is Father Philip Daly of Portnew. Father, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, this is an absolute tragedy of immense proportions, isn't it?
That's right. It's unbelievable, as we say. That might sound a bit cliche, but that's just what it is. It's unbelievable. We'd be very much aware of it simply because Damien, the father of both Connor and Brendan, who died so tragically, Damien is a native of the parish here, and his parents, Paddy and Faye Moore, they're living here with us. So the impact of the whole thing certainly has hit our end of the diocese parish as well, you know.
Just if you could, Father, remind us what happened to these little children.
Well, my information is that on the Monday of the storm, Glenda, that's the mother of the children, she contacted her husband, Damien, who was at work at the time, telling him that she was going to her mother's home, which was about an hour or less drive from their home in New York, because electricity, heat, all of that had broken down, and that she was going up to the mother. And that was fine. There was no problem with that. On the way, the pickup truck was literally lifted off the ground and thrown back about maybe 30 yards, such was the force of the wind. And when Glenda exited from the vehicle, she found herself standing in waist-high water. And that obviously frightened her, and she got the two children, Connor and Brendan, aged 2 and 4, out of the pickup and making her way to higher ground. Unfortunately, another gust of wind lifted the three of them and knocked them to the ground, with the result then that Glenda had let go for whatever reason. Obviously, Connor and Brendan, they were basically pulled from her arms with the force of the wind, and she lost contact with them. So that was basically what actually happened. She then made her way to higher ground in the hope of eliciting help from some householders in the area. And this obviously compounded the whole tragedy. When she went to one of the houses, the first house she went to, they basically told her to leave them alone, to clear off, and they closed the door in her face, despite her pleas for help.
Wow.
And apparently then she went to the next house, and they wouldn't open the door. So the poor lady was left on her own, and we can only imagine what was going through her head then, until eventually contact was made with the police. And unfortunately, the children had gone at this stage.
And Father, she was apparently on her own in this storm, searching for her children for hours before the police.
Well, I don't know how long. I don't think it was that long, Sean. Right. I think it could be maybe half an hour, 45 minutes before the police were able to make an appearance, so to speak.
Right. I read one report that she was there for 9 hours. So that's...
I don't think that would be correct now, in fairness.
And what happened when the police arrived?
Well, they knew at this stage that the children, the chances of recovery, of finding the children, would be quite small. And all they could do then was they took Glenda to the, as they say, the precinct, the police station, and then made contact with Damien, the father. And they took him down to the precinct and broke the bad news to them. And Damien then made contact with his parents over here in Portnew, Paddy and Faye Moore. And again, they, like all of us, I suppose, they were aware of the storm and the damage and destruction being caused over in that part of the world. But again, like most of us, I think they would have felt somewhat detached, that it wasn't really impacting on us. But unfortunately, they found to their cost that they were indeed at the very centre of the whole tragedy with the loss of the two children. So that brought it home very much to us as well, the prisoners. The tremendous horror of this whole storm and what it caused.
It's a heartbreaking story, it really is. They were found just quite close to each other.
Apparently they were found quite near each other, about 20 yards from the car on Thursday. Now, it happened on Monday night. So I suppose in the intervening period, Paddy and Faye, and indeed no doubt the youngsters' children, they were hoping, maybe against hope, that the children would be found alive, and that hope was with them for, you know, the intervening days, 2-3 days. But again, as far as you know, as the time went on and they didn't find the children, obviously that kind of hope started waning. And I think their hope then turned to the hope of retrieving the bodies. And thanks to God, there's God that at least they got that little comfort out of it, that the bodies were retrieved, because that obviously gives them an opportunity to have funeral mass and later on a grave to visit, although that's small comfort to them at this point in time. In the weeks and months to come, it'll be a very helpful aid to them.
Now, you've been comforting Damien's parents, the children's grandparents.
Yeah, we have been down. We'll say that the parishioners here are very close and a very Christian community. And when the news broke on Thursday that the bodies were retrieved, I think it was then that people started talking openly about it. Up to that, they felt somewhat restrained in the hope that the bodies, the children would be found alive. But when it became public knowledge that the bodies were retrieved, people then started calling to Paddy and Faye. As they said themselves, the house was full until 12:30 in the morning. And they found that a great source of help. And then many people called with mass carriages for their intentions and for the children, and a lot of phone calls as well. So, yeah, there was a great turnout. There was a great turnout by the community in support of them.
And how is Damien and his wife?
Damien, he has one brother, Patrick, who lives in England. And Patrick obviously got over there as soon as possible. Obviously, you know what, the initial reaction would have been one of, for Damien and the wife, would have been shock and disbelief that this has happened to them. Damien, I think, has beginning to come to terms with the awful tragedy. I think Glenda, I'm told, just can't speak about it.
It's just so awful, isn't it?
It's you can't put words on an experience like that, I think. And again, as I said, the awfulness of the situation wasn't helped by the attitude and the action of so-called neighbours who just refused to give any type of support to the poor woman.
And was this fear? They thought, what, any idea why now?
I don't know, no. I don't know.
I mean, she was clearly telling them she'd lost her children. And
oh, yeah, apparently she was hysterical as well, obviously. But I'm sure she got the message across to them, but apparently they weren't interested. Whether it was fear or what, I don't know, but it was a rather strange reaction to someone in need of help, in need of support.
And what have you been able to say, Father, to Paddy and Faye?
Well, you know, as I said earlier, words are very inadequate on an occasion like this. And really, it's our presence. It's our presence that counts. At a spiritual level, as you probably are aware, last Friday was the church's celebration of the Feast of All Souls. Mm-hmm. That's a very special day in our church, when we remember especially our deceased loved ones, particularly those who died within the last year. So at that Mass that night, we talked about Connor and Brendan. We have a special liturgy, and we included them in that. Now, our hope is that when the Mass, the funeral Mass, is, whenever that's been held in the States, our hope is that we will have a Mass here on that day as well. Paddy and Faye, they won't be going to the funeral for different reasons. And a lot of the locals would like to be involved as well in it. So we will have our own remembrance mass for the children whenever it could be next, as early as next Friday. We're not sure on that yet. All we know is that the bishop of the diocese in which Damien, the father, Damien and Glenda live, the bishop of that diocese will be celebrating the funeral mass. And as I said, we hope to have a mass here on that day as well.